Good morning, world. With news and commentary for the 24th of June, 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 1200 UTC, here's how the world is treating itself. And by the way, if you're listening in Quebec, a happy Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day to you. Karl Rove told the Conservative Party of New York this week that the liberal response to 9/11 was to try to offer therapy to Osama bin Laden. America Blog now states Rove's telephone number in Washington is area code 202-456-2369. Please do not be as irresponsible as Rove's comments are. Thank you. A candidate for Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court, Rachel Lee Hunter, is reportedly leaving the Republican Party. Hunter, on her campaign blog, rachelforcourt.com, says that the Bush administration operates similarly to the Nazis, and anybody who dares to disagree with the Bush Co. is branded a traitor. We'll be keeping a good look on that campaign in the days to come in the near future. The Supreme Court of the United States says local governments may seize your home and bulldoze it if a private firm can develop the land for something that will generate more tax income for the municipality and or county it's located in. Of course, this is the same Supreme Court that violated the Constitution in order to let GWB squat in the White House, so that shouldn't surprise anybody, really. Klansman and Baptist preacher Edgar Ray Killen had the book thrown at him yesterday. His sentence for his involvement in the murders of civil rights activists James Chaney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman 41 years ago this week was 60 years in a Mississippi prison. Killen is 80 years old, so he will most likely not leave the custody of the Mississippi Department of Corrections in anything but a pine box. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting may have had its funding restored by Congress, but the price may have been prohibitive. As the funder for PBS Television and National Public Radio got back its money from Congress, it had imposed on it the former co-chair of the Republican National Committee. The new president and CEO of the CPB will be Assistant Secretary of State Patricia S. Harrison. Expect even more corporatist bilge from the Petroleum Broadcasting Service. The Chinese state-owned oil enterprise has put in a bid to buy out Unocal. So far, Unocal still plans to sell itself to Chevron, but it is looking at that Chinese-originated bid anyway. Bush Co. might use this in order to hype their energy scam or bill. The state of Tennessee is investigating a claim of child abuse at a place calling itself Love in Action. It's a Memphis joint that tries to turn gay and lesbian American teenagers into heterosexuals. The place holds no license from the state of Tennessee Departments of Health, Mental Health, Human Services, Child Services, or Education in order to conduct its brainwashing act. That information, according to a spokesperson for Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen. A Bartlett, Tennessee teenage blogger is claiming that his parents' reaction to coming out to them was to send him to Love in Action to be converted to heterosexuality. The Washington Blade reports that the teen blogger's most recent messages posted earlier this month speak of matricide and suicide, and he has not been heard from since then. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever possible support you can. Okay? And towards that end, starting next week, this newscast will be heard in the evenings on KITR-LP, Fiercely Independent Radio, in Kettle Falls, Washington. It's already heard there on Tuesday and Thursday noon times. Many thanks, folks. And I got an email from Jean Sarrazin in Amsterdam. Yes, that Amsterdam. saying, just a quick word to let you know that I enjoy your shows very much. I would certainly not mind if you made them longer. Well, I greatly appreciate that, John, and especially since I learned a lot of my broadcasting concepts from listening to Tom Meyer, Bruce Parsons, Neville Gray, and Doty and Jerry Cowan over Radio Nederland on shortwave in the 1970s. So my broadcasting philosophy certainly has very strong Dutch roots indeed. As far as making these broadcasts longer, well, I'd like to, but can only make it as far as I am able to most mornings. I suffer from a spinal condition known as lumbar stenosis, which is very painful, and by rights I should be using a well-padded chair when I do my web surfing to put these newscasts together. Unfortunately, as I mentioned last week, my income is limited to SSI because of that disability, and therefore all I'm able to afford is a hassock to sit on at the computer desk, which puts the hurt on both my back and legs. And now I would remember, I would love to do something a bit longer, and I'm fairly sure Ben Birch would make archive space for something longer at whiterosesociety.org. And to be very bluntly honest about it, I desperately want to be able to do an overnight live phone-in show for international syndication. That certainly would be a bit longer, commercial or otherwise. But, of course, for something like that, I would have to move out of La Crosse into a large radio market, and for entirely personal reasons, the only places I'd move to at this point would be Minneapolis, Los Angeles, or Victoria, British Columbia. I guess there is the idea of hammering the hell out of John Quinlan at KTLK, Los Angeles' Air America affiliate, or Joan Anderson at CBC British Columbia, or Janet Robert at Air America Minnesota, until they do hire me. And anybody interested in putting together a web campaign to do exactly that can email me, and I'll be talking turkey about it. After all, it seemed to work for the Blair Witch Project, didn't it? Anyway, until then, what you get here is what you get here, and it's what I like to do with the facilities, spin and bail wire level that they are, that I have open to me at the moment. One last thing, the NBC Today Show has lifted that ban on lesbian and gay contestants in its hometown wedding contest that I told you about the other day. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation was told yesterday by an NBC public relations flack that the only current criteria for the contest is, quote, currently engaged couples, end quote. Now let's see how many, if any, lesbian or gay couples are put in the running to win that free ceremony and honeymoon. Once again, a reminder, Carl Rove's telephone number, area code 202-456-2369. That's 202-456-2369. And please do not be as irresponsible as Rove's comments usually are. Thank you. I figure if Mike Malloy is able to put those numbers out, so can I, you know. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. And by the way, for those listening internationally, the Voice of Labor being spelled THEVOICEOFLABOR, and I'll be seeing you here again on Monday. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make a little news of your own, okay? See you later.